Hello everyone. You are listening to the Creative Biolabs podcast. We provide reliable exosome-related services and products to clients around the world. Our services cover all aspects of exosome isolation and purification, identification, antibody, and engineering.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of our program this Saturday night. I am Connie. Today, we'll be looking at the role and application of exosomes in tumor metastasis. To help guide us through these interesting facts, I am joined by our old friend, Dr. Hofstadter. Dr. Hofstadter, welcome to our program.
Thanks, Connie, and good evening, every dear friend in the audience. It is quite nice to see you again.
So in previous programs, we've discussed the contribution of tumor exosomes to the metastatic behavior of tumor cells. One of the markers of metastatic tumors is invasiveness. In other words, the epithelial-mesenchymal transformation process and extracellular matrix remodeling are related to regulating many aspects of tumor invasion and metastasis. Angiogenesis is another basic characteristic of tumor cells. It explains their transfer behavior. Tumor-derived exosomes promote angiogenesis and tumor metastasis by mediating tumor cells and their related microenvironment components, such as fibroblasts, endothelial cells, and bone marrow-derived cells. Also, Dr. Hofstadter shared some latest research that highlights the interaction between tumor cells and individual types of non-malignant cells in the microenvironment through exosomes. But in fact, in addition to tumor exosomes, exosome secretion from stromal cells in the tumor microenvironment may also be affected by tumor progression, thereby altering tumor cell behavior. So Dr. Hofstadter, why don't we just dive in and start with the fundamentals?
No problem. So far, only physical contacts and cytokines or chemokines have been described as regulators of cell-to-cell communication during tumor progression. However, as you said, exosomes shed by many cell types, such as endothelial cells and bone marrow-derived cells in the tumor microenvironment, may affect the behavior of tumor cells, as well as other cell types within them. The mixture of exosomes and microvesicles from multiple cell types poses a great obstacle to identifying the specific origin and role of these exosomes. I think this is also the main challenge in addressing these interactions.
Although there are limited reports on the effects of exosomes secreted by other cell types on tumor cell behavior, we have observed an increasing number of publications in this field over the past few years. Can you share some representative results?
Sure. For example, studies have shown that embryonic stem cell-derived microvesicles can enhance the expression of stem cell markers. This further enhances the survival of murine endothelial progenitor cells and increases their expansion. Additionally, stem cell-derived microvesicles upregulate the expression of pluripotent and hematopoietic stem cell markers through a process involving the horizontal transfer of messenger RNAs and proteins. What's more, preliminary studies of platelet-derived microvesicles first identified microvesicles that stimulate the expression of angiogenic factors and hepatocyte growth factors in messenger RNA. This makes them play an important role in lung cancer tumor progression and metastasis and angiogenesis.
As far as I know, in addition to messenger RNAs, exosomal microRNAs also play important functions in tumor metastasis. Can you list a few relevant research findings?
Well, as far as I know, IL-4 activated macrophages have been found to secrete more invasion-enhancing cytokines, enzymes, and microRNAs, including microRNA-223, which in turn modulate breast cancer cell phenotype and behavior. Furthermore, stromal bone marrow secreted exosomes have been proposed to regulate tumor cell dormancy via microRNA transfer. Matrix-derived exosomes containing microRNA were also reported to contribute to breast cancer cell quiescence. Also, microRNAs are transferred through gap junctions. I believe these studies demonstrate that extracellular microRNAs free in systemic circulation or packaged in exosomes can serve as biomarkers for monitoring in breast cancer patients. I also want to add a recent study showing that microRNA-126 can be translocated to the site of tissue damage via apoptotic granules. It induces paracrine stimulation of surrounding cells. This in turn increases the expression of chemokine stromal-derived factor 1 alpha through the chemokine receptor 4 pathway.
I'm interested. Maybe we could drill down further and describe for folks. Why upregulate the expression level of stromal-derived factor 1 alpha? What are the benefits of this for tumor metastasis?
Well, upregulation of stromal-derived factor 1 alpha promotes the mobilization of stem cell antigen 1 positive progenitor cells from the bone marrow and enhances their contribution to angiogenesis. Thus, microRNA-126 can control angiogenic signaling. I mean, these signals act as modulators of several components of the VEGF pathway. Moreover, the presence of microRNA-126 has been found in circulating exosomes from ovarian and bladder cancer patients. It is worth mentioning that if the role of microRNA-126 in the interaction between endothelial cells and tumor cells of exosomes is analyzed in depth, the criticality of this molecule in metastasis will be determined.
I see. How about the role of exosomes in the regulation of endothelial progenitor cell behavior?
This is what I was about to say. Circulating plasma microvesicles have been reported to reprogram endothelial progenitor cells to a pro-angiogenic phenotype. Co-incubation of myeloid cells with circulating plasma microvesicles increases the expression of protease. Furthermore, the resulting increased expression of markers of mature endothelial cells demonstrates the differentiation of endothelial progenitor cells into the endothelial lineage to activate various angiogenesis-related factors. Additionally, recent studies have shown that platelet-derived microvesicles can restore endothelial integrity after vascular injury. These microvesicles induce the expression of endothelial markers and modulate the composition of the endothelial cell secretome by increasing the levels of proangiogenic factors. However, analysis of exosome content in these studies did not allow the identification of specific molecules in vesicles responsible for proangiogenic effects.
To my knowledge, several reports suggest that endothelial cell-derived microvesicles can also affect endothelial progenitor cell function and angiogenesis. Can you describe the specific research content?
Definitely. Simply put, scientists found that microvesicles from apoptotic endothelial cells were able to activate a proangiogenic program in vitro. In cultured human endothelial progenitor cells isolated from peripheral blood, microvesicles induced their proliferation and differentiation into mature endothelial cells. You know, similar results have also been reported using bone marrow-derived mononuclear cells. In this study, microvesicles derived from apoptotic endothelial cells promoted bone marrow-derived mononuclear cell differentiation in vitro and postnatal angiogenesis in vivo. This is through a mechanism involving the production of reactive oxygen species.
What does the proangiogenic behavior of exosomes depend on?
Well, this depends on not only the cargo of the exosomes, but also the number of specific molecules packaged in the exosomes. Specifically, endothelial-derived microvesicles can promote or inhibit tube formation by endothelial progenitor cells in a dose-dependent manner. Small amounts of endothelial-derived microvesicles increased tube formation and were associated with matrix metalloproteinase activation, while higher concentrations inhibited both processes.
Okay. I'd like to ask, are the roles of exosomes from different cell types similar in angiogenesis and metastasis? Can exosomes be considered for therapeutic purposes?
I can only say that exosomes secreted by some types of cells can affect angiogenesis and metastasis through different pathways. For example, circulating CD34 positive myeloid cells in humans can secrete exosomes with angiogenic activity. This phenomenon significantly promotes the paracrine action of progenitor cells. Likewise, exosomes derived from cardiac progenitor cells affect the migratory capacity of endothelial cells. Exosomes secreted by specific myeloid progenitor cell populations may play important roles in regulating tumor angiogenic behavior and metastasis. Therefore, studies have proposed the use of these exosomes and progenitor cells for therapeutic purposes after bone marrow transplantation. Additionally, I also know that endothelial-derived microvesicles and exosomes play important roles in coagulation, inflammation, endothelial function, and angiogenesis, and may disturb vascular homeostasis, leading to the progression of vascular disease. Elevated levels of these vesicles are found in the plasma of patients with vascular disease. Also, endothelial-derived microvesicles and exosomes were found to promote cell survival, anti-inflammatory effects, or endothelial regeneration. So, collectively, I'm reasonably certain that these exosomes of different origins can be considered for therapeutic purposes.
To date, the role of endothelial exosomes in tumorigenesis has not been described. Do you think they might enhance specific pathways that promote primary tumor growth and metastasis?
Yeah, I think it could be possible. Further attention is deserved to determine the important role of endothelium-released exosomes in metastasis. Additionally, HSP70 shed by endothelial exosomes has so far been described as a potential protein. It activates monocytes and causes monocytes to adhere to endothelial cells. Exosome-mediated release of HSP70 from endothelial cells may provide a novel paracrine mechanism to regulate vascular endothelial functional integrity. So this should be studied during cancer progression.
To the best of my knowledge, monocyte microvesicles have been found to increase endothelial thrombosis and apoptosis while having a proangiogenic effect. What do these findings indicate?
In my opinion, they suggest that monocyte microvesicles play a role in endothelial dysfunction associated with inflammatory and hypercoagulable diseases. Likewise, mast cell-derived exosomes affect endothelial cell behavior, increasing the procoagulant state. You know, a large body of experimental evidence has suggested that platelets are involved in tumor metastasis. In other words, platelet activation and the coagulation system play crucial roles in cancer progression. Notably, procoagulant microvesicles released by bone marrow-derived cells contribute to cancer thrombosis and vascular cell dysfunction and angiogenesis.
What research analyses do you think are needed to elucidate the mechanisms regulating these processes?
Well, I think the focus is to explore the exosome-mediated role of these cells, such as bone marrow-derived and endothelial cells, in the procoagulant pathology during cancer metastasis. This will help to elucidate the mechanisms that regulate these processes.
I see. In conclusion, membrane microvesicles and exosomes shed by cancer cells contribute to the horizontal transfer of proteins and genetic material. Exosomes can alter the tumor microenvironment by inducing short and long-term effects on other cell types. This is likely by inducing epigenetic and genetic changes that alter the gene expression profile of the cells that take up these exosomes. Given it's a burgeoning research field, there is still controversy regarding vesicle nomenclature and composition. This means that exosomes, microvesicles, and other secreted vesicles need to be better defined and characterized. In all our episodes, we focus on the role of tumor-secreted exosomes in influencing the major cell types that have been found to contribute to pre-metastatic niche formation and metastasis. Dr. Hofstadter, can you summarize the donor dismissals that all these studies show?
Sure. Tumor-secreted exosomes play an important and active role in tumor progression by shaping the tumor microenvironment. Thus, non-tumor cells can be permanently altered by tumor exosomes, allowing them to support metastatic behavior. Indeed, tumor exosomes can alter the bone marrow in a permanent manner by promoting the education of myeloid progenitor cells towards an anterior metastatic phenotype. So, it is important to determine the mechanism by which tumor exosomes promote the education of bone marrow-derived progenitor cells. Because it leads to the identification of new biomarkers to monitor metastasis before and after therapeutic intervention. Similarly, markers present in circulating exosomes can be used as potential markers of metastasis. The specific protein composition of circulating plasma exosomes can be used as molecular characteristics in the clinical environment. It can be used not only as an indicator of widespread metastatic diseases, but also as a predictor of metastatic potential. Some studies have found specific secretory markers related to a specific pathology. However, we know little about using these exosome markers to predict metastatic disease outcomes. I believe future work will address the utility of exosome characteristics, not only for diagnostic purposes but also for monitoring prognosis and response to treatment.
I agree. Exosomes represent a novel mode of interaction between tumors and their microenvironment, contributing to tumor progression. What therapeutic strategies have scientists proposed based on this aspect?
Well, it is not difficult to speculate that therapeutic blockade of exosome secretion by tumor cells may help to improve current antimetastatic therapies. I mean, new therapeutics can be designed to target unique proteins expressed on exosomes, preventing their transfer to other cell types. Alternatively, specific drugs targeting the exosome secretion pathway can reduce exosome secretion by tumor cells. I believe the identification of specific pathways that control exosome secretion and exosomal markers for each cancer type will define new molecular targets for combination therapy. This data will help in the development of a personalized medicine approach. That is, timely matching treatment to each patient's specific disease improves patient survival by preventing tumor metastasis.
That's a great closing thought. Dr. Hofstadter, thank you for all of your insights today. Until our next episode, thank you all for joining us.